You realize we spend a third of our life sleeping? I know, stuck in traffic was a good guess too, but now that you know you sleep so much, why aren't you sleeping on the most comfortable mattress arguably made in America? A brand new iComfort Eco by Serta. It's supportive and designed to keep you cool, comfortable, and feeling restored. Or check out Serta's Perfect Sleeper for pressure-relieving comfort and support while maintaining a balanced temperature. Serta mattresses made right here in Michigan, and they have been for over 110 years. Go to Serta.com. Find a retailer near you. That's Serta.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Cash the Ticket, a Mike Valenti podcast.
All right, well, it is here. It has been a long, strange journey. It is the grand finale of Cash the Ticket for this year. It is the Super Bowl celebration. One final, wait, I can't say that, big game.
Super game.
Super game. Ooper say Olbe. The big game. It's the one game we got. And then we walk into the wilderness with no football.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Man, it went by fast.
Then we're watching the combine or the draft or ridiculous training camp. But here we are. Michael, there's really no other way to say it in any language. I've been on fire the last 2 weeks in the NFL playoffs. Recap me. Pretty sure it's 7-1 the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, obviously we had the picks from the championship weekend. 7-1. It actually improved your record overall to 75-73. So it was a nice little comeback for you to finish the
year. That's right.
You were down 4 or 5 games below 500.
Yeah. I'd had that one brutal week. I think it was post-Thanksgiving. And I couldn't pick my nose. And it train wrecked everything. But yeah, listen, if somebody else who just does this to have a little fun and you know, gives it to you for free, can give you 7-1 in the NFL playoffs, please, feel free. Subscribe, rate, review their ass. Very excited. This show is going to be different. We got one game.
Yep.
And we're also, as promised, sitting next to me is the prop bet king.
My favorite betting experience of the year.
Okay. The Super Bowl prop bet buffet that Sully's going to offer you. Yes, I'm battling a cold. Doesn't matter. I'm not missing this shit for anything. Here we go. All right. So I have gotten myself where I need to be. 7-1. Sully, where are you at? Where's your record?
I have a total of 79, 66, and 2.
Outstanding.
After I split the conference weekend, and then before that, obviously, won in the college national championship, some other ones. But yeah, 79, 66, and 2. You are 75, 70, and 3.
And you know what? I'll be honest. You go out and you pick 145 games, almost 150 games for both guys on the pod to be in the black. That's not too shabby, buddy.
Not bad at all, man.
That is
good
not
job.
Too bad. Really well done by you. All right, Super Bowl. And this is so interesting to me, Mike. I don't remember a Super Bowl like this where nobody's weighed in with an opinion. You know, last year you had huge line movement on Pats and Rams, and the opinions were there. The sharp guys weighed in, and in other years you have a bigger number, and you have an opinion. This game opened as a pick 'em. It's only moved to Chiefs -1, and even that is only a slight majority. There's really no big dollars weighing in with a big opinion. And I don't remember a Super Bowl like it. I think the teams are incredibly evenly matched. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, look, if you rank out the units, best unit in the game is probably KC offense. Then the second and third best units are Frisco offense, defense, and the last unit would be the Chiefs.
Yeah.
But the problem is the last unit in the game is the hottest unit in the game. They've been the best defense in football since week 11. You look at, okay, well, Kansas City can't stop the run, except they kind of can now. Chris Jones has been the difference, and they limited Derrick Henry. Now they're going to line up against San Francisco. Can they limit that? If they do, Frisco's in trouble. Then you have, okay, well, on the other side, it's like, I have a huge quarterback mismatch. I mean, Mahomes and Garoppolo, I view it as a big mismatch. I think Garoppolo's good.
Yeah.
I think Mahomes is all-time great.
Garoppolo gets a lot of hate right now, though.
I don't hate him. I love Jimmy G.
Right. And I know you're talking from a straight comparison standpoint.
Mahomes.
But people are just, you know, oh, well, they're not there because of Garoppolo. He's just kind of managed stuff. And you know what? Whatever. I think that he's still done a good job.
I'm with you in this regard. It's not his fault that they only needed to throw it 8 times in the championship game. It's not.
Right.
They lined up on Green Bay and pounded them. That's not Jimmy G's fault. Even the week prior, he made one bad error, throwing the pick to Kendricks. Kyle Shanahan decided, all right, let's call a running play. And then another, and another, and another. It ended up being 13 straight running plays. That's not Jimmy Garoppolo's fault. I think if you look at the tape, go back to their game against the Saints. That was a race to 50 on the road, and he made the big plays. They put 50 up on the Carolina Panthers. You know, they've scored more than 43 times.
Yep.
To me, I think Jimmy G is clearly a top 10 quarterback. He's probably top 8. The difference is Mahomes is, as Walter White famously said, he is the one who knocks. Mahomes is all-time great.
Yep.
So I feel like I get an advantage there with KC. I don't love KC's chances of running the ball this week. I feel like Frisco will at least be limited a bit running the ball, but they'll still have the advantage. Passing it, I mean, sure, I love the Frisco defense. I love the pass rush. But Reed is as good as anybody at countering that. With Frisco, here's the problem. If Kansas City can do what they did to Tennessee, and you have to have Jimmy G beat you, and mind you, the best part of that KC defense is that secondary. Mike, this is the most fascinating Super Bowl matchup that I can remember because I can't decide. I've been thinking about this game since the spread came out. I can't decide it.
Yeah.
Like, do you have even a lean right now?
I do.
On the side? I know what I like, but it's not going to be a side. You ready for this?
Yeah.
I'm going to finish the year in honor of you.
All right.
My one singular play is going to be on the total.
Which is?
I'm not telling you yet. Let's talk about the side first. Talk about the side.
I definitely have a lean, and it's San Francisco. I think that it's because of, you kind of mentioned how if you're going to rank out the units, that's a good point to kind of build off of. I think that they're just so fundamentally sound, both sides of the ball. Extremely well coached. I know I'm biased with Coach LaFleur, but extremely well coached. Jimmy G is a, as I just mentioned, he gets a lot of hate, and I just don't know why. He's a good quarterback. He does what he has to do for the team to win. And I would give that slight edge to San Francisco. I can't just all of a sudden trust Andy Reid. I know he needs it for his legacy, but Andy Reid always chokes in these big games. That's going to be a huge storyline, too.
There's a big factor for me is separating. I'm openly rooting for Andy Reid.
Yeah.
I really want to see the Walrus win this one. I love that he showed up Super Bowl week in a Hawaiian shirt. I love the fact that he was on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives 2 weeks ago in a Hawaiian shirt with Guy. Listen, I feel like you're on the right side there. I do. It's just so difficult because, Mike, in the end, you have to lay down your money against a Kansas City team that is coming off two of the most impressive performances I've ever seen in playoff games. And you go, well, how's that possible? Well, it's simple. They fell behind 24-0. I mean, they got a couple bad breaks, but a couple big mistakes. Mike, they run off a 51-7 run.
Mm-hmm.
Never seen it in my life. Then they come back the next week. They end up down 17-7. And that's the ultimate oh shit moment because that's Andy Reid in a conference championship game where at that point, I believe he was 1-5, maybe 1-6. Mike, they proceed to blow the doors off Tennessee. Yep. You got to put your money down and you got to go against the team that even if they get off to a slow start, as long as they win this game, you lose. See, it's different. If it were Frisco getting 3.5, I don't mind it. But I feel like there's not a lot of value here. So it's like one team's been great all year. One team's gotten hot late in the year. Frisco's been great all year. They have. KC's finally gotten right post week 11. I feel like you're on the right side, but I'm terrified going against Mahomes.
No, it is, and that's the one thing people can point to. Hey, Pat Mahomes, how the heck can you bet against him? And I get that. And by the way, with Jimmy G, I do think he will have to throw the ball more than eight times. I absolutely think that in the Super Bowl.
Listen,
but that's what the Niners do.
If he doesn't have to throw, and I mean this, if he doesn't have to throw this ball 25 times, the Niners win going away.
Yep.
I mean, it just means the Niners had the football all day, pounded the rock, kept Mahomes off the field, and really probably scored a shitload of touchdowns. Maybe not 25, but he's got to throw this thing north of 20. Agree?
Yep, I do.
And if Kansas City can't force that issue, they're toast.
Yeah, that's why I do give the slight edge to San Francisco. They do such a great job managing the entire game. And I think that the hot thing to do for a lot of people right now is just say, oh, Pat Mahomes. No, he's definitely winning this. Absolutely. That's why I'll be fascinated to see what the number ends up at before the game. But I think that's what most people are doing, is just trusting Mahomes. And I get it. I've fallen into that before, too, with trusting Rodgers or trusting a quarterback. But that's what a lot of people seem to be doing.
I think you're on the right side. If I had to bet it, I'm probably taking the Niners. I'm not going to use my heart, so to speak, and go Chiefs. I will be rooting for the Chiefs. The pick I like, and I don't mess with totals, and maybe this is a sucker's delight. I love the over in this game.
Absolute shootout, huh?
That's odd in a Super Bowl. A lot of Super Bowls, they end up going low. And this thing opened at 52.5, so I'm not getting the best number. It's 55 now. This is where the big bets have all weighed in and moved this number. But I could absolutely see 31-27.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You're never going to be comfortable betting it over at 55. But I really believe this matchup pits unquestionably the top two offensive minds in professional football, the top two play callers in professional football. And in today's game, I say it all the time on our regular show, this is an offensive league. Defense has been neutered to a point that great offense cannot be stopped. And what I mean by that is you're not going to go out and be able to cover as long as it requires, or you're not going to be able to go out and get the hits on the quarterback that are required. You're not going to be able to D up phenomenal offenses. The rules don't allow for it.
Yep.
And I just think no matter what scenarios at play, if it's Frisco getting out to a lead, it means the Chiefs got to sling it. If it's the Chiefs getting out to a lead, the Niners got to drop back. And we both talked about it. I think we both like Garoppolo better than most. I don't see a scenario where KC shuts down the Frisco ground game. And what that means is I just look, the first half over-under, did you see that number?
I saw it. I've been crunching so many of these, though. What was it?
27.
Yeah.
That's incredibly high for a first half of a Super Bowl. But I like the over here. I just think you get in now, you grab it, you're going to be rooting for points.
Yep.
Top two play callers in the game. I lean Frisco. I'm going to play over. Where are you at?
No, it's so many points. I get that. But it's.
Oh, sure. I respect. Hey, man, you know me. I don't mess with totals, and I sure as hell don't bet overs very often. You have to show me how these defenses are going to get stops.
No, I think it. I would lean towards the over. And let's also, I'm also the fan in me. I do not want a Super Bowl like last year where it was, 13-6 or whatever the hell that was. Can we please get some points in this game? And I think that we absolutely are going to see some. I could envision a first quarter that's 14-7, you know, that's 14-10. And I think that we are going to see those back and forth offenses, which is what people want.
The key is touchdowns.
Yep.
I mean, you're going to bet an over like this, man. Field goals, that ain't helping you.
Right.
Like, I know you're going to sit back and be like, well, it's points. I'll take it. No.
Rooting for the squares, right?
Yeah. Now, again, I don't think it'll be Eagles, Pats a couple of years ago where, you know, damn near hit 80. But, yeah, I could see a 34-28 kind of deal. You know, 31-27 kind of deal. I think you're going to see some points on the board.
Oh, yeah. I mean, these teams are more than capable of that.
So I like the over, and I'd lean Niners, sadly.
Yep.
Because I'm rooting for the Chiefs. All right, we've spent enough time on it. Big Powers at it again, leaving people in the dark. How many of you are messing around with flashlights and candles like idiots during power outages? Stop it. Don't do it anymore. Go solar. Power Home Solar makes it easy to switch to solar by hooking you up with battery storage with your installation, so there's no more searching for a flashlight when Big Power leaves you in the dark. And make no mistake, Big Power Company, they don't give a damn about you. It'll leave you in the dark for 4 days. You think they care? Number one residential solar provider is Power Home Solar. 30-year warranty on the American-made panels that they install. You will own your power, not just rent it from the power company. So get it done. They've installed panels at Ford Field and Allen Park. They're the official sponsor of the Lions. If solar's right for you, you think it might be right for you, go to powerhome.com. That's powerhome.com or give them a call today, 1-800-SOLAR-15. That's 1-800-SOLAR-15. Schedule your free solar consultation today. Don't rent your power. Own it with help from Power Home Solar. I'm excited for this. This is where you take over. You are the prop bet king. What I want to set up is I want you to play no less than 10 prop bets.
Easy, yeah.
Okay, let's make it 15. I want, basically, anytime something happens in this game, you're either winning or losing money. Can you set that up for me?
Sure, absolutely. Now,
take me through.
It's crazy when you scroll.
And then what is the amount you're allowed to bet with your guy or your site?
Generally, they cap it at like 50 or 100 per prop bet.
What's the smallest you can bet?
A dollar.
Okay, so we're not going to do a dollar. That's a waste of time. Can I get you to go $20 pop?
Yeah, $200 or so. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lock and load.
No, that's
that way.
So
I know.
I would do some money on, you know, more than others. But
that way I know. Excuse me while I get some electrolytes. I apologize, guys. That way I know every time something happens, I'm either seeing $20 ripped from your pocket or $20 placed on the table.
Well, and literally, I'm on the site right now. I mean, you scroll down, it takes forever to scroll through the entire page of props. You can get total net yards. You can get the jersey number, the first touchdown. You can get how many total Chiefs are going to score in this game. It's point is, you can bet on absolutely whatever you want. Not going to run through all 300 or whatever, however many there are of these, but certainly going to highlight them. And I want to start with the fun ones. And I do these ones every year. It's my favorite bets of the year because you can bet before the game even starts. Heads or tails on the coin toss, which I'm taking heads. Always do. I've done that ever since I used to call the coin toss when I played football. And the national anthem. Demi Lovato's singing it this year. Over 2 minutes and 1 second is minus 175. I still like that. They always like to show off. Under 2 minutes and 1 second is plus 135. So I'm going to go over on the national anthem as well. But Mike, there is just some absolutely crazy ones here too. Will a fan run onto the field is one. No, minus 2,000. A power outage, which we've seen before. It's absolutely crazy when you look at it. But one that I really like, Mike.
This kid's on a roll, people. I'm not even bothering to speak.
I want to get your take on this.
Sure.
Will Tom Brady be mentioned on the broadcast at all?
Yes.
Yes is minus 300. No is plus 200.
No, he'll be mentioned.
I would like to say, I like to say yes, so that's one where I'm just giving it for purpose of example. I like to say yes on this, but I'm going to stay away from it because minus 300, you really don't get any value at all. I mean, it's not even worth your time to do it almost. But my point is there's a lot of fun ones. There's a lot of crazy ones. The presidential selection. There's crossover bets with other sports. There's
no.
A Gatorade one. But
how
I want to get to some
Hold
of the
on,
prop
the Gatorade
ones too.
One I got right last year. That was like plus 300. I think I picked blue or whatever it was. And that's
blue
what it was.
Is what Bill Belichick was pouring on. Yep.
Okay. So what is this year's?
Yeah. So color the liquid poured on the winning head coach. Lime green or yellow, plus 175.
Mm-hmm.
Red or pink is plus 250.
Mm-hmm.
Clear or water is plus 375.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have blue and orange. Each are plus 400.
Okay.
Purple is plus 500.
I'd like to place a wager.
What do you like?
I think it'd be too cliche for the teams both wearing red to pour red on their coach. That's out.
Yep.
They're not going to do blue back-to-back years. I am going to envision Andy Reid's gigantic presence being bathed in clear, ice-cold beverage.
Really?
What's clear?
So plus 375, yep.
I'm in.
Plus 375, I like that.
I'm in on that. You know, the Action Network had an interesting one up here, and I don't know what odds you're getting on your site.
Mm-hmm.
Did Patrick Mahomes rushing yards?
Yes.
Over-unders 30.5. That's an under all day, isn't it? I mean, obviously, he had this huge rushing game against Tennessee, had the huge run, one of the signature plays probably of his career when it's all said and done. He ain't going over 30 and a half rushing yards. I don't think San Francisco is going to allow it.
All it takes is one scramble, though.
I'm getting plus 110. I'm going to take the under.
I would go over on that.
Okay.
Because I think it's one.
Why don't we personally
bet
that?
What number did you say you had on it?
30 and a half.
See, well, mine's. That's another reason why I guess I was right on that number, but I wouldn't take this one. Mine's 37 and a half.
Wait a minute. What?
So it's that high of a difference with some of these sites.
Can I get 37 and a half?
You could. So over 37 and a half is minus 125. Under 37 and a half is minus 115.
All right. Well, how about I meet you in the middle? Write this down. Why don't we just do a $20 bet between us?
Mm-hmm.
This will give me something stupid to watch as well. 33 and a half. I'll take the under.
I would go over for
okay.
Sure.
$20, 33 and a half. I'm under, you're over, yep. Mahomes rushing yards. Put that on the board.
Yep.
You want another one the Action Network is pimping?
Sure.
Raheem Mostert's first carry over under 3.5 yards.
Over.
I'll go under.
I think he's going to get stuffed.
No, I don't care. I just like these bets. I want to give myself...
No, and it's crazy.
I don't have these with my guy.
His over-under for the game, 78. I would go under overall on that.
Man, some of these are insane.
How about
George Kittle, longest reception, over-under 27 and a half yards. Don't you go under there?
Under. That would take a pretty long game.
Will there be a missed extra point?
No.
Yes, plus 300.
Well, of course you're going to get odds with that, for sure.
Will there be a safety?
No.
Minus 900.
Yep.
You're not laying 900 to win 100.
Nope.
Will the first kickoff by Harrison Bucker result in a touchback? Yes, minus 170.
Yep, I would say that's right.
I actually don't mind that.
I like this one, though. Total first half points by the Chiefs, 13 and a half. I would go over. Two touchdowns Pat Mahomes needs in the first half?
Yeah.
I would absolutely go. It's minus 110. I would for sure go over.
How about this? Blake Bell over 1.5 receiving yards.
God.
The Bell Dozer.
Yeah.
No?
It's you're betting on one play
to
happen.
Does he catch a ball, basically? How about this? George Kittle versus Kelsey. Kittle plus 1.5 more receiving yards than Travis Kelce.
No, Kelce will have more, I think.
The fact that you can bet on this stuff is
what about this? Will either team score in the first 6.5 minutes of the game?
Yes.
I think, yeah, and they're even odds. Yes, minus 110. No, minus 110. I would say yes as well.
I'm in.
I mean, it's a crazy amount of these here. And one that I also like, because I do trust the Niners and what they're doing, how sound they are offensively. Will the Niners convert their first third down attempt of the game? No is minus 150. Yes is plus 130. I like that one. First third down of the game, Niners will convert. Yes, you're getting plus odds. I love that one.
All right, lay this out then. Give me 15 prop bets. It can be 14 now because you and I have a head-to-head.
Yep.
We're going head-to-head Mahomes rushing yards. 14 of these. Lay them out for the people. Sully's going 20 bones a pop.
Yep. Okay, so I'm going to add that one into it.
Okay.
Niners converting their first third down attempt. Yes, at plus 130. All right. I like that one a lot for the game. I already mentioned two that I love as well to get to the other two that we did, so that'd be five. I love the coin toss and the national anthem. Heads for coin, over for anthem. All right, that's another two of them. So that takes us to five with the other two that we had. To make it six, I like the 13.5 over for the first half with the Chiefs. I think they're definitely going to score two touchdowns. That's number six. Now, what will happen first? This is going to be my seventh one. A Niners score or a Niners punt? I actually think they're going to start a little slow. They're going to have a decent drive. Then they're going to have to punt, though. So I'm going to go 49ers punt at minus 130.
Wow.
I know it sounds crazy.
Is anyone else afraid for Sully? Like, I understand he's not going to get hurt too bad here, but there are people laying down huge bets on this. And this no disrespect to you, because I know this is like your baby. This really is nonsense.
I love how much you can bet on it. It's unbelievable. Now, this to make it number 7. All right, we're going to look at Pat Mahomes, and you mentioned the rushing yards one that we already did. Pat Mahomes, touchdown passes.
3.
Or excuse me, I said that wrong. Most touchdown passes between Mahomes and Garoppolo. So you have to choose who will have more. Mahomes is minus a half a touchdown, though, so basically he has to have 3 and Garoppolo has to have 2. I do like Mahomes in that one. The odds are not good, but I'm still going to... This is where I'm betting on the Niners to win the game, but I think Mahomes is definitely going to outplay Garoppolo. So I'm going to take Mahomes at minus a half for minus 180.
Wow.
As the prop.
Jesus. This is absurd.
No, and when you look at it, it really is wild how many things you can bet on just scrolling and scrolling and scrolling. Now, Mahomes has... What if, just for perspective, when you search Mahomes' name on the prop bet sheet, his name comes up 55 times.
You could do 55 props on Mahomes.
Including the main one, which people are betting on, is Super Bowl MVP, Pat Mahomes.
What's that cost?
Minus 105. He's by far the favorite.
Even money, basically, for Pat Mahomes to win the MVP. What's Kittle?
Kittle is... Why aren't I seeing it here? Not even there he is. Plus 850.
Wow. And I know it's a quarterback award. I know.
I would almost
I feel like there's value there.
I would go with Garoppolo though, because if I think that the Niners are going to win the game and he has just a decent game, he's going to win it. They're not going to give it to a defensive player, and unless someone else on that offense just goes off, I'll add that into my 7th bet with Garoppolo at plus 250. For Super Bowl MVP, because if you think the Niners are going to win the game, then it should be a pretty good bet for you. Now, here's one more. Total quarterback sacks by the Niners defense. All right, Niners defense can really rush the passer. We know they're good at it.
What's the number?
2.5, which I think is perfectly set. Perfectly set.
Wow. Wow. Part of me wants to say under.
I would go slightly under. I think they could definitely get 2.
What are the odds on that? What does it cost you?
Minus 150 is under 2.5. Over 2.5 is plus 130.
Yeah, so Vegas is thinking like we're thinking. That's a hell of a tax you got to pay there.
It is, but all right, that gets us to 9. Gets me to 9. Now for 10, I really like this one because this is people just betting on big plays.
My Gatorade selection.
These teams are capable of big plays. I get it, but longest touchdown. 47.5 yards, minus 120 for each of them. I would go under on that. I get it. You're asking, these teams are capable of big plays, but I'm going to go under that. The touchdown, total touchdown is going to be less than 47.5 for the longest touchdown of the game. And here's one that I like as well for 11. Will there be a defensive or special teams touchdown in this game? Plus 170 is yes.
What?
Minus 220 is no.
See, that seems to be priced a little short, right?
Meaning, in what way?
Like, you think the odds would be bigger if you said yes. You'd get paid out a lot more. Defensive touchdown.
I think that there will be one, though.
You're going to go yes?
Yeah, I would go yes, because I really think a lot of these defenses feel disrespected in this game. They know it's all about the offenses. I wouldn't be surprised at all if there's some sort of pick six, or if there is a punt, even a punt return wins in this one, a special teams one. So I would go certainly over in that. Yeah, there will be a special teams or defensive touchdown. It sounds crazy, but I think it's going to happen. Now, here's one that's a very popular Super Bowl one that I never know what to do with. Maybe you can help me with it. Team scoring first wins the game. Yes, minus 175. No is plus 135. That's one I just stay away from.
Mike, just line up the ones you're playing. We'll be here all day if you go down a list of what you aren't
gonna play. I know that one is, I hate doing that one because I've done it before, but One I want to talk about, too, is the first is some of the penalties. Team to commit first accepted penalty of the game. It's even money for each team, and I like the Niners in this one. So Niners will commit the first penalty of the game. That's minus 120. I think it just comes down to experience, and I think there'll be a little, maybe the jitters or whatever you want to call it. So Niners first penalty. And also, what will happen first in this game? Chiefs punt or Chiefs score? Chiefs score is minus 110. Chiefs punt is minus 130. I think the Chiefs will score before they have to punt.
Oh, my God.
So that's number 13.
All right, one more.
One more.
Plus, I need you to play the Gatorade bet.
One more plus the Gatorade. Okay, cool. Chiefs total first downs. Over 22.5, under 22.5, under. Minus 110 each. I like that one a lot with the under.
Under. 23 first downs.
Yeah,
it takes
that you're just betting on the Niners defense to get off the field two, three times a game. That'll go under. Give me under 22.5. So we're good.
Okay.
Wow, that's a lot.
Gatorade.
Yes, Gatorade, I like. I know you like the clear one.
They're not going to do red because they are red. And they're not going to do blue 2 years.
I like the combo of lime green or yellow. You get both. And that's plus 175.
All right.
So I would go with that one.
I'm going clear. All right.
I would go with that one.
So the game, it's a lean Frisco, but my play, I'm going to do the over 55. I just think there's going to be a ton of points. Sully, you're playing San Francisco.
Yep.
And the over.
Yep.
And then your prop bets, I'm not going to have you recite those.
Oh, it's crazy.
It's the beauty of podcasts. You can rewind. Sully is playing a grand total of 15 props, 14 with the book, one versus me. The Mikey Sully Fiesta is Mahomes rushing yards, over under 33.5.
Yep.
I'm under. The Soul Man is over. Now, I do want to say this. A big thank you to everybody because the reception for this was outstanding. You guys supported the shit out of this. Like, it's not a pod like most pods where you've got 4, 5, 6 weeks to get downloads, to get subscriptions. Like, this pod dies in 48 hours. We release it Thursday. By the time Saturday comes around, some of you are done because it's college football. And by Sunday, it's dead in sum total. All the games have taken place. And the support we got was absolutely fantastic. So it is something we want to plan on doing again. I have some ideas for it. I've got some plans, some things I'm working on with the company. We'll see how it all shakes out. But this was, I enjoyed it. I did. Albeit there were a couple of weeks where I was really questioning what on earth I was doing. But we had a good year. We're both in the black. I think we did right by people. I don't think anybody can bitch and complain. And if they do, well, I can't help them. And away we go. Enjoy the Super Bowl. Hopefully everybody didn't...
lose all your money.
Yeah, didn't get too crushed. And hopefully we finish the year the way we started. My first bet was a winner, which was Nevada plus 11 and a sprinkle on the money line against Purdue. Hopefully we finish it that way with the over in the Super Bowl. It'd be nice to bookend.
And the coin toss heads.
Oh, Jesus Christ. God help us all. All right, you're on your
own.
Yeah,
I echo that, Mike. Thank you to everybody. It's been awesome.
It's tremendous. And we'll be talking to you and figuring out when we'll debut this again. But no, we're not doing an NBA one.
God.
Stop. Guys, I have
Let's
a
Let's do an All-Star special over in the NBA All-Star
All right,
game.
We're out of here. Everybody enjoy, and we will talk to you soon.
Time for another edition of Sexy Stat Time with the Hatchet Man. It is Super Bowl week. 49ers versus the Kansas City Chiefs. The Chiefs are the 1.5-point favorite. This matchup, 49ers defense versus the Kansas City Chiefs offense. Let's start with the 49ers offense. Kyle Shanahan has increased his shift motion rate each year as a play caller, using at least one man in motion, a whopping 78.6% of plays in 2019. That's per Pro Football Focus. Motion is essential to the 49ers run game. The San Francisco 49ers generated 5.3 yards per rush. That is fourth highest in the NFL on runs with motion, compared to just 3.4 on runs without motion, which is lowest per rush in the league. The Chiefs have trouble this season against motion. They have allowed 5.2 yards per game on motion plays, which is fifth highest in the NFL. The Chiefs' defense has improved this season. In the first 10 games of the 2019 campaign, KC allowed 148.1 rushing yards per game. That's 5.1 yards per carry. But in the last 8 games, including the playoffs, Steve Spagnuolo's defense has given up 93.6 yards rushing per game, 4.4 yards per carry. They have improved this season. The 49ers rank 5th in success rate allowed on QB scrambles. The Chiefs' run game has been more productive of late, but that is mostly thanks to Mahomes finally getting over the midseason knee injury. He is scrambling more. The 49ers defense was good at limiting scrambles against most quarterbacks this season, but mobile quarterbacks do seem to give them issues. The 3 mobile quarterbacks they faced this season: Kyler Murray, they were 2-0 against the Cardinals this season. Russell Wilson, they went 1-1 against the Seahawks this season. And Lamar Jackson, in that one game in Baltimore, they did lose. Those 3 combined for a QBR of 71. All other quarterbacks combined for a 28 QBR. The Chiefs lead the NFL with a total passing EPA of 61.9 against defenses playing the cover 3. Why is this important? Well, the 49ers play cover 3 more than any other coverage in the league. San Francisco has been mixing in more coverage looks of late, so we could possibly see a different game plan in Miami. But if the 49ers expect to get away with playing a lot of cover 3, the Chiefs will put up a lot of points in this game. Here's another key stat for this game. Richard Sherman lined up during the regular season. He lined up mostly on the left side of the offense, right side of the defense. That is key because Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid's offense, Mahomes was a far better passer when avoiding the right side. This is going to be an interesting matchup. How much damage can Mahomes have opposite Richard Sherman? This has been another edition of Sexy Stat Time with The Hatchet Man. Thanks for listening. See you next season.